It is Tuesday, March 12th, 2013, and this is Ozarks at Large. I'm Antoinette Grajeda, and joining me now is Becca Martin Brown, features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.
This is Fashion Week.
It is.
But there's a fashion event at the university in Fayetteville tonight that you really should go check out.
Okay.
There's an exhibit opening today in the Ann Kittrell Gallery of six dresses. Gorgeous, gorgeous, amazing evening dresses, all made out of condoms.
I've seen a couple of shots of two of them, I think, so I would be very interested to see the rest because the pictures that I got, or wherever, maybe I saw them on the flyer, the Fayetteville flyer, and so they're small and they look like really nice dresses. And then when you click on them, you can see all of the material that they used for it. It's insane.
They're just amazing. It's an artist named Adriana Bertini. She's from Brazil, and she worked with some children who were HIV or AIDS positive and decided she wanted to do some kind of fashion statement with condoms. So she made a T-shirt with like a flower made out of condoms, and then they turned into these evening dresses that have as many as 80,000 condoms in one dress.
Wow.
There's a black one. There's a screaming green one. Then there's a short dress that's a whole bunch of different colors and looks like it's maybe made out of rubber bands. There's a wedding dress. They're amazing. And of course, the whole idea is to bring awareness to HIV and AIDS and to say that a condom should be an accessory you always have with you.
Mm-hmm.
Really fascinating. There's a reception at 6:30 tonight, and then she will be here and speak at 7 o'clock. At the Multicultural Center in the Arkansas Union. You can find out more by Googling Adriana Bertini. You will be fascinated. There's also an archaeology lecture tonight that I've been waiting for. Jamie Lockhart from the Arkansas Archaeological Society, who's going to be talking about modern technology and archaeology at the protohistoric Carden Bottom site. Don't let that scare you. This is the guy that I wrote about that uses things like ground-penetrating radar before the archaeologists get in and dig. And it's fascinating. And he will speak at 7 o'clock at the Arkansas Archaeological Survey in Fayetteville.
All right. Thank you, Becca. Becca Martin Brown is features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.